I need more. I need more. I need more. Jesus and. We say often, Jesus is all I need and all I want. We close our eyes and sway with the music, hands raised, declaring regularly with all sincerity. But our lives speak a different story. It seems what we think we believe and what we really believe are often not the same as much as we'd like. I am eternally grateful the Lord takes up our slack far more than we can imagine. Truthfully, we are incredibly ignorant as to the vastness of our lack of knowledge and understanding, and just how much God makes up the difference in our falling short. The word congruent comes to mind, meaning in agreement or harmony. By the blood of Christ, He balances the books of the whomsoevers which believe on His name. That's called reconciling. He makes us congruent with His values. With the constant onslaught of the media and news service, which are regularly put in our eyes and ears, we are not as prepared as we think to alter our way of life based on sound reasoning and solid evidence. We have become accustomed to having several conflicting ideologies floating around in our heads, and we end up feeling as though God is not enough, and we must have something else to complete us. For many, disillusionment with other believers and the church come easily, self-righteously, concluding others are strange or hypocritical. When some sing too loud, are out of tune, wear questionable clothes, have bulging eyes, double chins, overweight, underweight, hair too long, hair too big, too much makeup, or even just laugh a little too loud or too often to us, they are just too peculiar to engage with in any kind of seriousness.
To something.
To always something. To something. According to our very subjective measure of what is excessive, we are secretly sure the faith of those others is probably just some religious hype they don't really understand. Of course, we ourselves, though, we are all together okay.
I'm fine, just fine.
Carefully singing softly so if we're out of tune or time, no one notices. Many are careful to wear what is perceived as acceptable clothing. If we're overweight, we tend to sit at the back so as to not feel like a spectacle. Or if we laugh, we make sure it's about things acceptable. Not too long, not too loud, always at the right things. Nodding approvingly with a slight benevolent smile we may have practiced in the mirror.
It's not enough. It's not enough.
How often do we minimize some aspects of what Jesus said and exaggerate others in order to advance a personal agenda? Would that be an example of Jesus and an agenda making us okay? Usually the agenda is first, and Jesus comes after, using Him to advance ourselves. I think, often, our personal unspoken agenda supersedes and is competitive with God's values. Is Jesus really sufficient for you? Come on, don't just say yes and blow the question off. Ask the Lord to show you if that's really true and embrace His answer.
But it's not enough.
Do we really need to be recognized from the platform as someone others should pay attention to in order for us to be okay? That is Jesus and recognition. I met a man who seemed to think he was all that. And he said every time he goes to a particular large church in California, he said, I always notify them that I'm sitting in the congregation. I asked him why he did that. And he said, well, I only think it's right that they know who's sitting out front.
Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am?
Isn't it enough God has spoken to you? Or do you need to also be validated by someone other people recognize as being in authority in order to feel like you're getting what you need? If you wonder if that's you, I'm going to be transparent here. I started to get wind of my own subtle dissatisfaction with God because I noticed every time a great lead guitar part came up with one of my favorite tunes, I would imagine myself on that stage playing the strings off that guitar so hot my hands would catch fire right before the eyes of the congregation. I would imagine people lauding my name, shaking my hand, wagging their heads wide-eyed and saying, "Wow," a lot. I would imagine any time I walked in a room, people knew my name and wanted to ask me questions about my latest project or encourage me to expound in profound terms concerning some topic being discussed. Here it is. I found myself dreaming of being validated as often as I thought I needed to be loved.
I need more. I need more.
That's Jesus and validation. You know, God will validate each of us if we give him time. But I think most of the time we need Jesus and recognition far more immediately than we're willing to wait on God to do it correctly. Is that too honest for you? Too close? When I was a kid, my parents taught me how to not lie, but no one but God taught me how to be honest. My friend, pop the bubble of your own illusion, and if you're disillusioned, remember, you had to have an illusion first in order to become disillusioned. That scenario of myself perfectly describes the Jesus and mentality. If God said, "My grace is sufficient for you," then I should have no need to have Jesus and the recognition of my peers in order to be okay. Right?